Chapter 6. Curing the Monkeys. Finally, Dr. Doolittle and his animals arrived in the land of the monkeys. Dr. Doolittle had a lot of work to do. There were many sick monkeys. First, he separated the sick monkeys from the healthy monkeys. Then he vaccinated all of the healthy monkeys. But there were too many sick monkeys. There were not enough healthy monkeys to help the sick ones. So the doctor sent out a message to all of the other animals on the island. He asked them to come and help the monkeys. The leader of the lions came as Dr. Doolittle asked, but he refused to help. He was too proud to nurse monkeys. "If you don't help the monkeys now, the lions may find themselves left all alone when they are in trouble. That often happens to proud people," said Dr. Doolittle. But the lion was too proud. He said, "Lions are never in trouble. They only make trouble." The other animals also refused to help. Dr. Doolittle was very worried. When the lion got back from the land of the monkeys, he got some bad news. His cub was sick. His wife was very worried. He told her about his visit to Dr. Doolittle. She became very angry.
"All the animals from here to the Indian Ocean are talking about this wonderful man. They say he can cure any kind of sickness, and he is the only person in the whole world who can talk the language of the animals. And now, when we have a sick baby, you offend him? Go back at once and help him, and take the other animals with you."
The lion went back quickly to help Dr. Doolittle. He brought the other animals to help, too. The doctor had so much help that he was able to cure all the sick monkeys. He was even able to cure the lion's sick cub.